From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. 4 security officials were killed, 5 others wounded, as suicide bombers struck across Saudi Arabia Monday, detonating explosives in the holy city Medina at a checkpoint outside one of Islam's holiest sites, the Prophet's Mosque, as well as the eastern city of Qatif and near the U.S. consulate in Jeddah. Amin Saikol is an Arab analyst.
This is the second holiest site for Muslims after Mecca, and therefore it is extremely sacred, and any acts of aggression against the Prophet Muhammad's site would certainly invite a lot of anger and disillusionment on the part of the Muslims around the world.
There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Islamic State has carried out a series of bombings and shooting attacks in the kingdom over the past 2 years. No foreigners were hurt in Monday's blasts, which occurred as the holy month of Ramadan drew to a close. Saudi Arabia declared Wednesday the first day of Eid al-Fitr, the start of 3 days of festivals across the Muslim world, marking the end of the annual fasting month. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited Uganda Monday at the start of a 4-country tour to boost trade. Monday also marked the 40th anniversary of the Israeli commando raid at Uganda's main airport in 1976. To rescue Israelis taken captive by Palestinian and German hijackers.
We have gathered here to mark an event that inspired the world and lifted the spirits of my people. At Entebbe, international terrorism suffered a stinging defeat. The rescue mission proved that good can prevail over evil, that hope can triumph over fear.
The raid, which freed over 100 hostages, resulted in the death of Mr. Netanyahu's brother, who led the raid on Entebbe. This is VOA News. In Baghdad, 5 convicted terrorists were executed Monday and arrested dozens of suspected terrorists in the wake of Sunday's massive truck bombing in the central Karada district. The death toll now has reached at least 175, with some 200 others wounded, more than 30 still missing. Rescue workers continue their grim task of searching for more victims. A suicide bomber riding a motorcycle detonated his explosives outside a police station Tuesday in the Indonesian city of Solo, wounding one officer. The capital, Jakarta, was hit in January by a suicide bombing and gun attack by militants linked to Islamic State that left 8 dead, including 4 attackers. Hundreds marched in downtown Nairobi Monday to protest what they condemned as extrajudicial killing of human rights lawyer Willie Kamani, his client, and a driver by police. An official investigation is underway. Authorities said 3 officers have been arrested in connection with the deaths of the 3 who disappeared after a court hearing June 23rd, their bodies found along a riverbank outside the capital. Police have been accused in the past of targeting those looking into allegations of rights abuses by police. The West African country of Guinea-Bissau recorded its first 3 cases of the Zika virus. The World Health Organization says an investigation will try to determine if it's the same strain as the one behind outbreaks linked to head and brain abnormalities in Brazil and elsewhere. South Korea's news agency Yonhap says the country is planning to build 80 artificial reefs near the de facto maritime border with North Korea to try to prevent what Seoul said is illegal fishing by Chinese boats. The man-made reefs will be built in the Yellow Sea near the disputed northern limit line at a cost of $7 million. The U.S. space agency NASA is preparing for the first ever close encounter with the distant planet Jupiter. The solar system's largest planet, the Juno spacecraft launched 5 years ago, will fire a main rocket to slow its speed and try to slip into orbit. Scott Bolton is one of the lead scientists.
And I'm really excited. The team's excited. We're barreling down on Jupiter really quick. It's been an amazing journey. It's hard to believe after 15 years we're finally arriving there.
Scientists will try to navigate Juno around a series of hazards, including rings of debris and dust. They hope to have close-up views of the planet during a 20-month mission that is expected to cost more than $1 billion. Americans Monday took time out to mark their nation's 240th birthday with parades and fireworks. Many events drew tight security over concerns of terrorism. July 4, 1776, the British colonies announced their Declaration of Independence from Britain. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.